Dictation for Albert Anderson, April 3, 42. Address as a letter to Jennifer Garcia, PA, 989-802-8418. And also Mark Gillette, G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, PA, Harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y, Care, Visiting Physicians, 616-942-7405. Next paragraph. Dear Mrs. Garcia and Mr. Gillette, a follow-up for Mr. Anderson, an 80-year-old gentleman, which I haven't seen since hospital back in October 2021. In that opportunity, hyponatremia, hyposmolality, effect of diuretics, question is SIADH. Since that time, he's been in the hospital 4 times, with the last one in January of this year, with exacerbation of COPD, hypoxemia, hypercarbia, and worsening edema. He has gained like 40 pounds of fluid, according to family member. Supposed to be doing salt restriction. He is still, for some reason, on sodium pills from 2021 that needs to be stopped. He's not really on fluid restriction. I calculated between water, coffee, pops, close to 100 ounces a day. He uses oxygen 24 hours, 3 liters, as well as IPA machine. Excuse me. He does have sleep apnea, but has not been able to tolerate IPA machine. Appetite is down, 2 meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, chronic orthopnea, indwelling folic catheter, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, generalized edema, upper lower extremities face, denies chest pain palpitation. He has history of lung cancer and surgery. Question recurrence based on imaging. Also prior coronary artery disease and 3 vessel bypass surgery. He fell yesterday, but no loss of consciousness, just was too weak. Other review system is negative. I review medications. He is on sodium tablets that needs to be stopped, potassium magnesium replacement, a number of inhalers, presently on Bumex, 1 milligram twice a day. Next paragraph. He was not able to stand up for weight today, but at home, apparently 160, 67 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 60, bilateral JVD, coarse RALS both bases, question pleural effusion on the left, more than on the right, no pericardial wrap, no abdominal tenderness, diffuse edema as indicated above, multiple bruises, upper extremities, generalized weakness, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph. Last echocardiogram. Few days ago, March the 9th, normal ejection fraction, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, no major valve abnormalities. He has sinus reading on EKG. The most recent CT scan with contrast in January, negative for pulmonary embolism. In that opportunity, question pulmonary hypertension, bilateral lower lobe consolidation, and pleural effusion. Next paragraph, the most recent proBNP is low at 178. Normal kidney function, normal sodium, potassium, elevated bicarbonate at 40. Normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Anemia 10.2, normal white blood cell platelet, MCV 93. The most recent ABG from January. pH at 7.36 for a PCO2 of 76 and bicarbonate of 38. In that opportunity, PO2 of 74. Back in January, urine analysis, trace of protein, 1 plus of blood, at that time many bacteria and white blood cells, probably infection. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Mr. Anderson has chronic respiratory failure with hypoxemia, respiratory acidosis, remains on oxygen 24 hours. He is drinking too much liquids. He needs to do fluid restriction besides sodium restriction. Sodium tablets needs to be discontinued. His echocardiogram, for the most part, is close to normal. And please notice that proBNP is in the normal range already in two opportunities over the last few months. There is no renal failure. There is no nephrotic syndrome. Some of the lower extremity edema goes with he's non-compliant with diet and keeping his legs in the lower position almost 24 hours, including at night. He has normal liver function test and albumin. Given his history of lung cancer, might consider doing further workup for potential even thrombosis, or inferior vena cava abnormalities. Although probably this is less likely. The last CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis available with contrast was from July 2021. In that opportunity, there was nothing to suggest enlargement or lymph nodes. He did show coronary artery calcifications, emphysematose changes of the lungs, mild abdominal aortic aneurysm at 3.6 centimeters, enlargement of the prostate. I notified my findings to Mrs. Garcia. I discussed with the patient and family member about stopping the sodium tablets, the importance of salt fluid restrictions, and trying to keep legs elevated. If I can be of any further assistance, please don't hesitate to contact me. End of dictation.